I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Syria will participate in the next round of peace talks in Geneva. That's good news, but it did nothing to staunch the flow of refugees following airstrikes this week. One challenge there is affecting nearly 10 million people. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says that challenge is the lack of food. Everything's in short supply. At the same time, they're reporting an openness to the gospel. You are being asked to help.
We need for people to pray, but we also need people to give. And then there's also a need for people to go simply to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to be over there.
Next, Nigeria's chief of defense staff went on record saying the Boko Haram insurgency would be over by April. As if to emphasize that, airstrikes this week took out key hideouts in Maiduguri, the rebel stronghold. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman warns that the effort to restore peace is actually destroying the culture. But all is not lost. Nigeria is one of their biggest fields. He says despite the violence, Christians are determined to share the story of Christ. And that's where you come in. You can share stories too.
We have to continue to tell their stories about what's happening there and not to say, well, that's what goes on in Africa. No, these are our brothers and sisters in Christ and we need to hear their stories.
And have you ever wanted to make a difference in a devastated country? Well, Philippine civilians affected by Typhoon Haiyan need your prayer and support. Baptist Global Response Team staying in the Philippines long term are taking on large work projects to rebuild damaged communities. Team members are helping homeless families by building schools, water systems, and temporary shelters. Will you help come alongside them? We've got details and links for how you can do that at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News. And when you join us, you get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.